every so often, a site shows up that is genuinely doing something. Shugenkai is translating Ueshiba Morihei's Doka, the teaching poems of Aikido's founder, with the kind of philological seriousness that makes you sit up straight.
Latex Space Coyote is the translator and researcher behind the work we're covering today. A deep dive into one of those poems, number 32, which touches classical Japanese grammar, Shinto cosmology, and what martial art actually claims to be.
Let's start with the poem itself and what it's doing. The central question here is one Ueshiba poses in five lines of classical Japanese. What is martial art? At its root, not tactically, not historically, ontologically. The poem makes a claim that is either profound or completely unhinged, and the post takes that claim seriously enough to find out which.
The translation reads, "As for martial arts, it is indeed the august form and august heart-mind of the kami, Izu's and Mizu's own Miyoya sacred exalted." That is Ueshiba Morihei, compiled 1977.
So the upshot is that Bujutsu is not being compared to something divine. It is being equated with the manifest form and intention of the kami themselves. That is not a metaphor. It is a doctrinal statement.
And the grammatical structure enforces it. The post explains that the binding particle zo requires the concluding predicate to appear in attributive form, hence totoki rather than totoshi. This is kakari musubi, a bedrock rule of classical Japanese that tightens the whole poem into one focused assertion.
The word doing the most work quietly is the honorific prefix mi, which appears three times. Mi sugata, mi kokoro, mi oya. Form, heart, mind, great parent. But mi is also the word for body. So the poem is running two tracks simultaneously.
The post is precise about this. Mi sugata, august form, is homophonous with the word for bodily bearing or stance. Mi kokoro, divine heart mind, carries the embedded sound miko, the shrine maiden or medium. These are kakekotoba, classical pivot words that let one sound carry two meanings without changing a single character.
Which means a practitioner reading this poem hears the god's form and their own posture at the same time. That is a fairly elegant way to make theology embodied.
The post also unpacks Izu and Mizu, not as opposites, which it flags explicitly, but as orthogonal dimensions. They point toward the paired spirit aspects of Omoto theology, Izu no Mitama and Mizu no Mitama, and toward purification deities Izu no Me and Mizuha no Me. The note clarifies that one can move through any intersection of these qualities, not just between poles.
And then there is the closing word, totoki, revered, which the post hears as also containing the verb to, to ask or inquire. Reverence and inquiry occupying the same sound.
The post frames this as the poem's resistance to becoming a hymn to blind belief. If martial art is divine form, then interrogating its principles thoroughly is itself an act of reverence. The fifth primer principle, body as dojo, heart-mind as learner, depends on exactly this circuit.
The post also reads the poem as the theological spine connecting the three doka immediately before it, the one on turning a spear into a shield, the one on not drawing rashly, the one on meeting the 10,000 through the one. This poem supplies the criterion by which all three make sense.
What that means in practice is that training is not technique acquisition. It is, in the poem's framing, aligning bodily form and heart-mind with a source that continually exceeds both, and that demands to be questioned, not merely obeyed.
The kind of reverence that makes you sharper, not quieter, that is worth sitting with.
What stays with me is the circuit the post describes. Form back to heart-mind, heart-mind back to source, source back into the body's daily movement. None of the three holds without the other two.
And the question the poem leaves open, whether the practice actually closes that loop or just borrows the language of the source to enlarge the self.
That is the kind of question that keeps a dojo honest. More from Shugyokai next time.